Yep, the whole season. Visit paypal.com/P2P sweeps. No purchase necessary. See website for details, including how to enter by mail. Brought to you by PayPal, official peer-to-peer payment sponsor of the NFL.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Jam, let me jam, check. Let me jam, jam, check, jam. Check, 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 check. Baba Booey.
Baba Booey. Oh my God, it's early.
All right, folks, enjoy the show. Stay tuned. We're going live in 5, 4, 3.
Check, check. Oh, there we go. There we go.
Now, with David Basil.
I'm here. I'm present.
Live from the Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort Studio. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only casino resort.
Smoking in a New Orleans.
Whoa, what a voice.
I know. I don't know who you are.
All right. You 609ers know what to do on hump day. You move it, move it, move it. Let's go.
Move it. Good job, Chrissy. Good job. I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. But what I do have,
you're too much.
It's a ridiculous experience.
Yeah, way too hard. Am I a bop?
He always is, but you know.
Yeah.
Correct. He likes to be hot.
Yeah. He was at the terminal game. Come on.
There we go. I put your headset on there, Mark.
Los Angeles.
All right, Mark, the next time when I say Los Angeles, here, put that mic, grab that mic. That's all right. Say something, Mark.
Woo pig.
That's it. There you go. Wow.
Do it again.
Woo pig.
There we go. There we go.
We're working on a T-bone steak on the Cardi. Hey, baby, we're going to be all day, baby. I like this kind of party.
Come down easy, taxi to the terminal zone.
Me, 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 me. Los Angeles.
Attaboy.
Yeah.
He's going to have us packing up here in a few minutes.
All right. Good morning, everybody. It is Wednesday, June 10th, 6:11, when we normally start our show. We are on the road this morning, part of our championship route of going to see our Man Cave winners. Today we start in Little Rock with Mark Carter out in West Little Rock. Mark, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
By the way, back in studio, Christian Weaver holding down the fort. Good morning, Christian.
What's up,
Christian?
Good morning, fellas.
Nothing like knocking on the door, Roger, of a guy's and his wife, and they go, it's 5:30. Come on in. We meet for the first time yesterday,
yeah. And
now we're in his man cave, and great to be here.
Oh, yeah. No, this is an honor to have y'all, man. Thank you so much for being here.
We've got a fun show ahead. We've got our cameras on. If you get a chance, for those in your car, and, you know, you can't see that, but if you go into Facebook or YouTube, you'll see basically this is a bedroom that you converted into a combo. Mostly it's 90% Razorbacks. You're a Redskins fan, too, Marston.
Yeah.
But you've got some of the coolest stuff in there, stuff that I hadn't seen. That's right. Chris is a Washington fan.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah, it's a
hail.
I forgot about that.
They're growing up. Yeah. I didn't know you were a Skins fan, Christian.
Indeed.
Yeah.
How did I not know that?
It's weird, is it? Josh,
a refined man of letters.
Our previous producer.
We've been bad almost my entire life.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Our previous producer, Josh, was a Redskin fan.
You got to remind me about that.
So back to back.
Wow, that's nuts.
Yeah, how crazy
never
is that?
Come across wow. Redskins.
Of course, Mark May, we mentioned, is a good friend of ours.
Yeah.
We've had him on the show for quite some time.
Yeah,
and so there's some Redskin memorabilia in here, but really it's a lot of the Razorbacks. We do want to thank Kaufman by Design, who sponsored this. We're going to have Tori from Down Home Catering bringing breakfast this morning for everybody. Jim Harris is going to be either stopping by or back in the studio. You know Jim.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You guys are in the writing business, if you will, the journalism business. Craig O'Neill will be stopping by. We'll visit with Joe Nichols. Heather Baker, who you actually work for, and Matt Magazine will be coming by. And we didn't know this when we had about 30 different people home submitted for man caves.
Really?
And we didn't know at the time that you were employed. Your wife apparently submitted you.
No, I knew y'all were doing this, but you know, I'm not a big contest guy.
Right.
So she did this unbeknownst to me. The first time I knew about it was when I got the text from you.
Yes, is this you?
Yeah,
is this your place?
A picture of this room, and I was like, whoa, what the heck? It was like Ricky and Lucy. I was like, Lucy, what are you doing? Anyway.
I get that.
So, you are the winner. And plus, you get a $100 gift certificate from Joe Klein at Corky's.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thanks.
Yeah, so anyway, so we're just going to be hanging out this morning, checking out some of the things that you have in
this
here.
This is stuff here I've not ever seen. This is stuff that you look for. And what was the name of the place? The Pickers place we used to watch?
Oh, yeah, American Pickers.
American Pickers.
Oh, God,
this is estate stuff. This is estate stuff. Dude's dead.
Yeah.
I've got to come by, and I'm going to go look at everything else.
Your haggling prices.
And if you're not here first, it's over. If you're not here first.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah, my boys have already, I think they're dreading that moment when I keel over, because then they're going to have all this stuff they got to do.
I think the coolest thing you have in here, in addition, you have a chairman of the board poster that I've never seen before.
Right.
From the 70s is that Sydney right there, 32?
Yeah, that's Sydney.
Yeah, at the triplets.
The only one missing is Delph. Counts.
Yeah.
Counts is right behind Delph. You can just see him there. Just to the right of that number 44 for Houston, right behind Delph, number 44.
Gotcha.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. You know what? I see his legs. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I see
Steve Shaw.
The other thing again. Yeah.
I was going to say, you don't have to answer this if you don't want to, but could you put a price point on how much you have spent for this room?
Oh, good Lord.
No, there's no way.
I might fall into a state of depression.
It would definitely
be valuable.
It would be five figures, I would imagine.
I've got some of the turf from RFK Stadium up there in that little jar.
Awesome. Oh, wow.
I was at the last game.
We're going back.
The last game ever.
We're going back.
Yeah, they beat the Cowboys. Yeah. It was in 96. It's the Barry Switzer coach Cowboys.
Yeah.
We routed them, but the Skins were out of the playoffs. The Cowboys had already, you know, clinched, and so they didn't start Aikman, and so they were like, "Oh, we let y'all win." I'm like, "Whatever, we still."
You still hate to lose it.
Yeah, so we still annihilated them. Though.
The other thing, Roger, I think you've got all the Sports Illustrated with Razorback coverage except for one with the Clinton White House.
I've got that.
You just don't have it up on the wall.
I need to find that and get it up.
I think the coolest thing you have is the pennant An Arkansas Razorback
that to me is the coolest.
That would probably go back to the 1920s.
I think wait a minute. But the city he's from.
Huh?
Your grandfather.
Oh, Arkansas City.
So is that where it's from? Is it Arkansas? Is that Arkansas City pennant, or is that a Razorback pennant? Because, I mean, it could be both.
I think it's a Razorback.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Yeah, in 1920.
Yeah,
1920 something.
Arkansas City High School is the River Rats, and they were green and white.
Okay, so, very good. Well, listen, that to me is the coolest thing because it's the family.
That's the most valuable thing. Yeah, for sure.
Agreed.
And also, too, Roger, too, he's got one. I don't know what you would call the Razorback you sit on.
Oh, like Coach Broyles had one, didn't he, on his show back in the day?
I don't remember.
Yeah, it's just like this concrete Buddha looking.
Yeah, he's got the Razorback hanging. I think, Roger, you've got the newer brand, right? The newer model that's, or is it old school, too?
No, mine's a newer one. I've got one out in the back that is weathered and worn.
Yeah, I've got one out in
and
the
it's
back.
Black, yeah, it's pretty much black too. Like yours. The other one I got, it's wild. I've had to repaint it because the paint chips off. No, it's only a couple years old, but I need to. Anyway, it's great.
It's a lot of stuff in here. And again, I don't know if we did this on the Facebook Live a few minutes ago. You are the senior editor at Arkansas Money and Politics, and of course, Heather has two publications, AY Magazine and AMP Magazine,
and Mental Health Guide too.
Mental Health Guide, and so you
right in here.
AMP is Arkansas Money and Politics, and so you're more on the business end of. Your publication has got 9,000 pages of everything business related every month.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. Telling all the good positive stories about Arkansas business and the people who make it work.
Well, in addition to hanging out here, we'll have no Trey Reed today, but we have Jim Harris in place of Trey Reed, just like last week. So if you got a question on Game and Fish, 661-1037. He's brought to you by Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock. Craig O'Neill will be stopping by, brought to you by Genesis of Conway. I've got to play a little match game brought to you by U.S. Truck Accessories in Searcy and Conway. And we'll have Joe Nichols rides in the 9 o'clock hour brought to you by Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock. Today, we do want to mention Kaufman by Design West. They are the presenting sponsor of this. We'll talk with them a little bit later, too. Today is National Iced Tea Day. National Iced Tea. Are you an iced tea guy, Raj? Scale of 1 to 10?
Dude, I have not had a glass of iced tea, and I couldn't tell you how long. And I grew up.
Yeah, you
grew up
with
iced tea. Drinking nothing but sweet tea. Yeah. I would put it in a bottle, and I was 10. I have not had one in a long time. I love iced tea. I think it's great.
What about you, Mark?
I love sweet tea, but this is pretty much
that's
my,
your deal.
Yeah, that's what I drink.
Christian, are you an iced tea guy? Yes or no?
Not a tea guy, no.
You know, I love sweet and iced tea, but I try not to drink it. So I'm in the Edwards Food Giant. I'll buy the. Yeah. Milo's,
sure.
which is a fake. It's probably got the same crap that the Diet Coke has in it, that aspartame.
I drink that Diet Lipton green tea. In addition to Coke, so which is probably worse than drinking regular sweet tea.
That's right.
To be honest.
I'd be curious how much iced tea Americans drink every year. Also, it's National Egg Roll Day. You in or out on egg rolls?
All in.
What about you?
All in.
What about you, Christian?
Out again.
Out again. Wow, Christian just rebelling. Last night, the Hurricanes, Carolina Hurricanes, had to win last night. They went 5-3 in the Stanley Cup matchup there against Vegas. That was at Vegas. So everything is tied up 2-2, and the next game will be at Carolina Thursday night. Christian, did you watch any of the I know you had some issues last night.
I was a little busy last night.
Christian had – what happened in your house last night?
The drain to my AC unit in the attic got clogged up. It started overfilling, and the pan
looked up.
Yeah, the pan underneath overflowed, and it started leaking onto our ceiling, and the water was dripping.
So you looked up and you saw it. And you thought crap, and then you went up in the attic, and then just
went up.
You've got a. Yeah, corner of your roof, the ceiling there that's now
just has
wet.
To be replaced.
Well, we've talked to some folks who are going to help you out there. Hopefully, we'll get that taken care
of.
Not always a pain in the rear.
Sorry, I couldn't help you last night.
Roger was doing trivia last night.
Well, I knew you had the guy involved.
The you got game 4 tonight, the Spurs at New York. I was listening to it's like that first game the other night. Everybody got so excited. Now they lose, and do you have the same kind of mojo for tonight's game if you're in New York?
The president
won't be there, so you won't have to wait a while to get in the game and all that kind of stuff. But
I bet the rest of the stars will be there, and they'll have the energy outside of the arena this time because they'll have the watch parties this time. They didn't wow the watch party last time because Trump was going to be there.
Right.
So.
Oh, that's right.
True. So that'll be nice. So anyway, at least.
Yeah, I wonder what the Oakland Sports powered by FanDuel line is for tonight's game. FanDuel. We'll need to find that if we can, Christian. Also, too, you've got the tonight. You've got the NCAA track outdoors happening. You know, I was reading the story in the Democrat Gazette today, Mark, and you're a writer, and I didn't know this. I'm gonna say this, and I'm gonna read it to you and see if you guys are surprised. So it says the championship by the Razorbacks. This is the national title in outdoor track and field. A championship would be the Arkansas men's first title recognized by the NCAA since 2003. And I was like, wait a minute, we haven't won an outdoor national title. And then it goes on to say, the Razorbacks won outdoor titles in 04 and 05, but were later vacated as part of the NCAA sanctions. Like, wait a minute.
We got hosed. That was an assistant coach that had – it actually had nothing to do with his recruitment, but technically an assistant coach who left, and I can't remember his name, did something. He broke a recruiting rule.
Is that
and
what
so the NCAA, like, out of the blue was like, we're taking away your title.
Wow.
And they were like, what the heck? Was it totally unjustified, I think.
Was it one of those, like, so made an extra phone call? It wasn't even
it,
like
it
a
was
big
something
deal?
Like that. And he had had a pattern where he had done it as, like, at a previous stop, I think. And I get it, bring the hammer down on him. But
wow.
But
two national championships.
The athletes, the track athletes that were involved did not contribute, had nothing to do with the national title.
Yeah.
So it's not like you could take away what they did and you take away points that would cost us a title. Had nothing to do with it. So it was a typical NCAA just overhanded, you know, over the top.
Well, and then you think, you look, Mark, what happened yesterday or 2 days ago with the court ruling that, you know, hey, listen, not only can you play, you can gamble on games while you play at quarterback, you know, no big deal, you can still play.
I'd like to think Arkansas judges would give us some love.
Well, that's the angle. Tom Mars, who's a well-known attorney, you know, that's got Arkansas connections, said that's how everybody knows they can win these appeals. They stay in the state.
Exactly.
For the appellate judges were Texas Tech grads.
If that finally happens to us, Arkansas will be the state where we're too good. We're going to be honorable.
Also, I don't know if you saw it, Roger and I always read the Democrat Gazette, the Arkansas Democrat Gazette every day. Orlando Waters, one of the best DBs we've had in since Arkansas joined the SEC, dies at the age of 54. No details, but I remember he was on that 92 team, Roger, that we lost to the Citadel. Yeah. He was the one who had the big punt return against Tennessee.
Tennessee beat them.
Yeah, and then I think he had the longest interception return in history.
I guess LSU, and then I guess that was
tied a few years ago with Ole Miss. But I didn't realize he was an Anderson, Alabama kid who, you know, if you grew up in Florida, you know where that's at. But, 54 years old, don't know what the scoop was, but he passes away, and I played with Barry Lunny. So that was sort of a sad deal. I got some news yesterday that Arkansas will be playing Gonzaga in an exhibition game. So listen, so our Razorbacks will play Gonzaga in a preseason game, and then the other non-conference games are Michigan State, North Carolina, Arizona, and Central Michigan. But I mean, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Michigan State, North Carolina, Arizona, and Gonzaga. I mean, that's Cal. He's prime time, man.
That's what that says. Prime time.
Gonzaga's
got some really good big men, by the way. So this will be a good early preseason test for us with our lack of big men.
They've lost a lot of players. I didn't realize that. Who's the coach? Few, is that his name?
Yeah,
Mark Few. Yeah,
been there forever.
Yeah, 28 seasons at Gonzaga. Yeah. 28 seasons. I mean, he was 31-4.
Yeah.
And Roger, you remember we must beat them. And was that the one? They were the number one overall seed.
Number one.
Also, some news yesterday, and I think Mark, just so you know, I think Jim Harris is downstairs. So if your wife gets a knock on the door, honey, there's somebody else here.
Okay.
The other one was, did you see where Zeb Allen, the top player for UCA, transfers to the Razorbacks? I'm sure UCA is very disappointed to
lose their all-time
home run leader, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, that was news. And the Razorbacks picked up a new hitting coach. The head coach for Boise State leaves Boise State to become the hitting coach at Arkansas. And Roger, the only reason I think he would do that, he's been there 5 years, thinking if he comes to the SEC, a lot of exposure. you know, maybe gives me another opportunity to be a head coach somewhere else, because you're going from a head coach to a hitting coach.
Sure.
But, of course, you know, DJ Gasso just becomes the head coach at Tulsa. But,
and it's, if you will, a marquee team in the SEC.
That's right. Just off a World Series bid, yeah. All right, we'll take a break. Jim Harris just comes in. The two journalism guys right there. We'll get both Jim and Mark on the show. If you just joined us, we're broadcasting live from West Little Rock. We're not going to give you the address, but we are in West Little Rock at the home of Mark and Ann Carter. He is the winner of the Razorback-themed Man Cave Contest brought to you by Coffin by Design West. We have a lab in here going crazy, the black lab. That's okay.
That's right.
This is your house.
That's exactly right. Well, he can smell the outdoors on Jim, and Jim is here today, hopefully, to put to rest the goose poop scoop.
I have the poop.
You have the poop.
I brought the poop.
You have the scoop on the poop.
I have it.
All right. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. We'll check our Facebook messages. We'll check our Middleton Eaton Air text line. Congratulations again to Mark Carter. Got a fun show. Make sure, and if you can, go to the YouTube page or Facebook or Twitter page to look and see some of the memorabilia here we have in this man cave. All right. Don't go away. 626.
Chants and Chumps on Fridays during The Zone, brought to you by Wachita Bar and Grill on Central Avenue in Hot Springs and BKC Home Builders, building premier homes in Hot Springs.
This is SportsCenter.
Last night in the Stanley Cup, the Carolina Hurricanes even up the series by beating the Golden Knights 5-3 on the road. Through four games, there's been 33 goals scored, which puts this on pace to be one of the highest-scoring Stanley Cup finals of all time. Game 5 will be tomorrow night. Game 4 of the NBA Finals will be tonight as the Knicks host the Spurs up 2-1. The league reviewed Victor Wembanyama's head push against Jalen Brunson in Game 3 and deemed it was not a flagrant foul yesterday. This is notable because if he had received one more flagrant foul beyond that, he would have been suspended for a game. Tip for tonight's game is set for 7:30. Coverage will be on ABC. And the Arkansas Travelers opened up their series against the Northwest Arkansas Naturals with an 11-2 win. They'll play again tonight at Dickie Stevens Park. First pitch is set for 6:35. Radio coverage can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center.
Expect the mid-90s to return to the forecast for Wednesday's highs with partly to mostly sunny skies. Heat index values in the triple digits again. Wednesday night and a Thursday morning, mostly clear skies. Some patchy fog and temperatures dropping in the upper 70s. Thursday's highs in the mid-90s, mostly sunny skies with a breezy south-southwesterly wind. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm Arkansas Storm Team Meteorologist Jenna Warner.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
The Rock City Margarita and Great Arkansas Beer Festival, presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs, is back. It's going down July 18th from 5 to 8 at the Statehouse Convention Center in downtown Little Rock. Your ticket includes a tasting cup and margarita samples from some of the best bars and restaurants in the city. Get your tickets now at 1037thebuzz.com. Sip, sample, and celebrate summer at the most refreshing event of the season. It's the Rock City Margarita and Great Arkansas Beer Festival, presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs and brought to you in part by Tito's Handmade Vodka.
Every time you drive through a work zone, it's not just cones and signs out there. It's real people doing their jobs, trying to get home at the end of the day. In Arkansas, many transportation workers have been tragically killed or injured serving our state, with families whose lives are changed forever. All because the driver, even for a second, stopped paying attention. It only takes a quick glance at your phone to change everything. And keep in mind, that's not just dangerous, it's also a moving traffic violation. Speeding's another big one. Those reduced speed signs aren't there for decoration. They're put there to protect lives. And if the workers are present, those fines are doubled. Bottom line, there's zero tolerance for reckless or distracted driving in work zones. Law enforcement's out there, and they will pull you over. Keep in mind, most work zones are only a few miles long. Slowing down and staying focused for that stretch, it's really not asking much. Because at the end of the day, whether you're behind the wheel or working on the road, we're all just trying to make it home. Slow down. Phone down. A message from the Arkansas Department of Transportation.
Hi, this is Quinn Grover. When you need expert health care, UAMS Health is here for you. From cancer and heart care to neurology, obstetrics, orthopedics, and more, UAMS Health provides advanced care across a wide range of specialties, backed by research, innovation, education, and a commitment to improving lives. That's care you can trust. From UAMS Health, the official orthopedics and sports medicine provider for Razorback Athletics. For appointments, call 501-686-8000.
Golf is a game of precision and power. Every detail matters. The same must be true for luxury. Genesis delivers with every stroke of craftsmanship, every stitch of quality, and every surge of performance. During the Genesis Signature event, get 0.99% financing on a new GV80 or GV70. Experience the Genesis GV80 or GV80 Coupe for yourself at Genesis of Conway. The future of luxury today.
This is Quinn Grovey, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
I'm having daydreams about night things.
All right, 6:31 on this Sunday, June 10th. We are on the road today at the winner of our one of our two man cave contests. One is a Razorback themed man cave, and the other one is non-Razorback themed. We'll be in Houston tomorrow, Raj, for our other winner.
Yes, sir.
Sandy Hutsmith.
Sandy.
And we're here with Mark Carter today. This is his home out in West Little Rock. He and his wife, Ann. And Mark is with Amp Magazine, Arkansas Money and Politics, which Heather Baker, our good friend, runs that, both those publications. And she'll be by a little bit later. Jim Harris is here. Jim, what's crazy is that you guys know each other. You guys been in the business together. You guys worked together for a little bit.
We worked together. We crossed paths for a long time there. I was at Arkansas Sports 360 when Mark was at Arkansas Business, and Mark actually slid over and did a little writing for Arkansas Sports 360, and he's done some other sports writing in his spare time. That's kind of what we all end up doing eventually.
Oh, yeah.
It in our spare time when we do something else.
Well, listen, it's not an easy business to be successful, and that's why we give a lot of credit to Heather and what's happened at AY Magazine and Amp Magazine. You're representing Arkansas Game and Fish. Jim, you were here last week for Trey Reed.
Yeah, I actually got my 10-year certificate handed to me yesterday.
Very nice.
Which was very, very nice. It's the longest I've spent in one job.
Very nice. Really? Very nice.
Well, wow. You know, I've had some different things happen. I mean, either I got a different job, or in the case of the Arkansas Gazette, it closed before.
Yeah.
I probably would have spent a career there. I mean, you know, had things not changed in 1991, and then Arkansas Sports 360 died.
Y'all were working together on Arkansas Sports 360.
Yeah, so we did. I think you were still at Arkansas Business when we bit the bullet in 2012. The publisher decided to pull the plug on the financing because there wasn't a whole lot to pull there at that time. You know, it was hard to sell internet, web-based publishing in Arkansas. And I know Mark can probably tell the stories, too. They have a great website and some great magazines at AMP and some of the other stuff that y'all do over there, AY.
What do you think about the man cave? I mean, you walk in here and you just...
Well, Mark threatened to bring me and George Walden and some other guys here. Maybe George did get to make it. And I heard all about it a while back as it was growing. First of all, Mark follows two of my favorite teams. Obviously, the Hogs here and the Redskins.
You're a Redskins fan, too.
Oh, absolutely.
I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, see, we used to talk about that all the time. My mother grew up in Arlington, Virginia, Northern Virginia, so her brothers were huge Redskin fans. I still say it. It's hard for me to say the Commanders. It's the Redskins are playing this weekend. I went to a bunch of preseason games back when we'd go up there every summer, and then I got to see Monty Coleman, the late, great Monty Coleman, play and covered him for the Gazette. We did a story on him and Raley Johnson.
Yeah, I remember him.
Is that who it was? Or was it Raven Caldwell?
Raven Caldwell, too.
Yeah.
Raven played with it.
But they were both on the 91 Super Bowl champions. Yeah. And actually, before they even won the Super Bowl that year, I covered them early in the year. And, I mean, they blew through the season that year. They went 14-2 and then beat the Bills in the Super Bowl.
Well, this is for those who just joined us, you need to go on the webcam and see. And now, do you come in here, Mark? Do you come in here and kick back? And, honey, I'm going up to my – do you call it man cave? Do you call it my room, my hot? What do you mean? Is there any name for it?
Well, we call it the cave, the study. I used to a lot. This is where I'd hang out till 2 or 3 a.m. watching TV or whatever.
Right.
But, But Gertie, our latest dog, who's three,
can't get up the stairs easy.
I used to have a problem with watching the hogs. I would get so intense. I would throw stuff, and I've kicked in those closet doors.
Oh, see, the lamp is broken.
The lamp
did that
is
take
broken,
a...
yeah.
Oh, good. I didn't know how close a person you and I are really very similar.
I've
broken. Hey, I've broken many a headphone set.
Yeah. But Gertie, she'll hardly come in here because she associates it with me being intense.
Yeah.
So, like, for last season, and I guess this was a good season because there wasn't much to watch.
But, right.
But when I wasn't at the game, I would watch downstairs, and I forced myself to just be like, I'm not going to react in any kind of wild, crazy way. I'm just going to be subdued. And if I needed to, I'd just walk outside for a little bit.
Or whatever. Being a Hog fan is in watching a season that we've had for the last decade is great for anger management.
Oh, battered hog syndrome.
If you can try. If you can try.
You are going to get there, or you're going to get like I do, and it's just, you know, record the games or have your machine record it. If they win, you watch them, and if they don't, they don't. I didn't watch any live basketball this year, hardly at all. I always caught them in replay.
Look, if you want to be
a bad strategy,
if you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037 is the number. Somebody's already said I would never want to leave that room. Probably just take days just to see it all. It's hog heaven. It is. You've got a lot of stuff. You got like there's Nolan Richardson there, Sidney Moncrief signatures, and
he has no idea what I may have in my bag. He doesn't have anything. He didn't document it. This would be something to me. This is what you do. This is like the movie Monument Man. You have to have a log of everything here. There's so much stuff here. I'm telling you, this is great. I could do that.
I just noticed the lamp. I didn't even notice the rest of
everything. Look at anything. The welcome mat's a hog. Do you have a hog tattoo on your butt?
No, if I ever do get inked, it'll be a hog.
Of course
it's not the Razorback.
Roger, did you see this over there?
I did not. I see it now.
What's the faded Razorback thing hanging on the wall? Jim, this is his dad's, granddad's 1925 pennant from Arkansas. What is this?
That was my mom. She passed away in 2011. That was her. She just had that up forever in her garage, and you know, obviously,
of course,
passed to me. And
and your grandfather's pennant, you can look at it and see how many people use thumbtacks to put it in the wall.
Well, sadly, back in the day, I used thumbtacks on that.
But that's okay. Supposed to do. That was your grandpa's. No, I'm just saying. To me, that gives it a little bit more, not just authenticity, but. Character.
Jim, can you verify that there are no other Sports Illustrated besides the Clinton version than the ones he has up there?
I was going to tell y'all, Mark, I think I quizzed you on this before.
Is one missing?
Yes, there's one missing, but Arkansas wasn't the feature team.
Okay, so they were part of the picture on the cover.
That's right. They were.
Give us a hint. Basketball?
It's in the 60s. Arkansas wasn't even worth a crap.
Bruce James.
Yeah.
Well, Bruce James on the
but
cover.
But there is that's missing as far as Arkansas being the other team twice, 2 years in a row, the shootouts in December against Texas. But in January of 1966, Arkansas played Iowa. Well, Arkansas and Iowa played in December. But it ended up being a cover story on Iowa's basketball team. Sports Illustrated shot the game in El Paso, and two of Arkansas's players, James Talkington and another guy, are on that cover picture.
I don't think I've ever seen
that. That.
They are not even, it doesn't even say Iowa dismantles Arkansas or anything like that. It was just Iowa. But those are Arkansas's players on the cover.
Well, those are the if you had to rank them, you'd go Sidney's behind the head.
Oh, absolutely.
That's probably one. Now, what is it?
Harry James.
Is it Harry James?
No,
Lighthouse
Harry.
Jones.
From Enid. You said Bruce James.
Yeah, he's from Enid, Oklahoma.
I mentioned that.
That was when Arkansas was going to be a dynasty.
That's right. I mentioned that last night at trivia when we were at Booters when we were talking about coming here. Because the first time I ever saw that was at Wes Sutton's.
Yeah.
Such a cool picture.
I guarantee you Wes Sutton.
It's the greatest. To me, it's the greatest Razorback. Because of the look,
Is that the Sports Illustrated jinx? Because we didn't become the new dynasty?
No, it totally was.
Has to be the first one.
Me?
I have the Corliss one autographed. Thank you very much.
That's
I have the
great,
Sidney one that I just got autographed. Thank you very much. But
that Lighthouse hair, if I had that just as it, I mean, I love that look.
Well, can I tell you, this other one, the one with the Calcagni. Yeah. And
I used to have that.
Oh, a number one Arkansas.
They came out of the preseason.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a really cool shot. And yeah. Who was the other running back with him? It was blank.
Ben Cowens.
Ben Cowens. We went 9-2-1 that year, tied UCLA in the Fiesta Bowl.
Mark's all over, man. Yeah. He's all over it. And like I said, if you go back and look at my Facebook Live, I did a Facebook Live that sort of went around the room a little bit. We'll take some pictures and post them, too. Let's go ahead and make, if we can, Christian, let's do this open for Trey. Oh, you got it? You look at there. You're in the Matrix.
From the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. If you have questions about outdoor life in Arkansas, Trey is the guy with the answers. He's brought to you by Powers Truck Parts and Service, providing on-site and 24-hour roadside assistance from headlight to taillight and everything in sight. PowersTruckParts.com.
Yeah, thanks to Chad and Stephanie Powers. Appreciate that.
Real quick, just some show you how the sausage is made instead of texting. Christian, can you see me on the board?
No, it's not like you take over my mouse like old times.
Very good.
Yeah.
All right, very good. I want to make sure.
Is that good or bad that he can't see what you're doing?
It's good.
Yeah, Rogers, it's sort of like we're in the Matrix. You know, we've been training. Oh, it's a he's in the Matrix now.
You know what? Guess what?
He wasn't. Now he's settled.
I see the red pill.
He's seeing zeros and ones all over the world.
But someone says here from the 870 in our Milton Eaton Air text line, Mark is my kind of guy. I threw an iPhone through a wall watching a Razorback game.
Oh, man.
I'm telling you, it happens. There's a lot of anger that...
I sliced my hand open throwing a Coke can once at our old house. Yeah, I just threw it like from the...
You would think the pain would eventually stop you, but it doesn't.
No,
it doesn't work.
All right, Jim, you were tasked with finding out about what was going on with the geese in Hot Springs and the lakes, and have you found any information for our friends, especially Steve Qualls and all his boating friends over there?
Well, there are a lot of geese. I did find, but, I mean, there's no plans to eradicate them, and I don't know where they sit in terms of hunting areas. They may be in places that, you know, there's no gun usage, because there is seasons for Canada geese. In fact, we have a early Canada goose season starting September 1st, runs through October 15th. The reason you hear that they're protected is that they are migratory birds. Even these ones that don't migrate, that end up, claiming these little areas as their permanent year-long home here in Arkansas, that we know they almost become not pets, because they really are just nuisances.
Here's what it says: they're taking over Greer's Ferry. This must be really a...
So there are, and there may be down the road some depredation or some kind of permits.
That could be
issued.
Jim, it's 6:43. What is it, depredation?
Yeah, but it just depends. Right. I mean, you know, they are a nuisance. They do spread E. coli with their poop. Other problems.
But there's no solution.
Well, the solution is you can hunt them where it is a huntable area, like a WMA.
They're not feral geese?
What?
You can't treat them as a feral hog? Can they not be feral geese?
Well, no, we manage geese.
Okay.
We don't manage hogs. Right. Hogs are not a managed animal by our standards.
Hogs are people too, Jim.
And actually, that's really under the Department of Agriculture here in the state. They oversee the feral hog with a 22 group member of the Feral Hog Task Force. Yes.
There's a feral hog task force. Wow.
Yeah, they're very much a nuisance too. But then again, you'll find hunters, some who may be listening in on the show here, who like to hunt hogs. And I got to tell you, some people have probably brought hogs in, and they've caused part of this problem, because they brought them in to hunt on their camps, and they've gotten loose. And they've caused a lot of issues, because hogs will tear up just about anything they can.
So, Jim, so basically...
Go hogs, right?
Yeah, so everybody's listening... You have to wait till September before you can pull out a gun, right, on these geese.
Yeah, and you have to hunt them in an area that's huntable,
it's not
private land, or get permission, like Corps of Engineers, to hunt on the river, on their land, or they can be hunted. But they are a protected migratory bird. That's why you hear that they're
federally protected back a few weeks ago wow. when they got run over by. They have been taken out before.
Yeah.
When they are causing a hazard, which those geese were, that's why it was urged to that officer. But he couldn't take a gun out and shoot them.
You're talking about.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. So that's, I'm just wondering now. People go like this, state trooper. Yeah. Listen, my boat. That would have wrecked my boat. I had to take out 50 geese over here.
For safety reasons.
Well, there's a real possibility that.
Scattergun!
You know, that they might go with that. You know, just go on your way then, sir.
All right, if you got a question or comment for Jim Harris, who
you didn't hear me say that.
with the Arkansas Game and Fish, we are hanging out at the home of Mark and Ann Carter. Mark is with Arkansas Money and Politics at Magazine. His wife works at Catholic High School. Yep. What's your position, Mark?
Development director.
Pull that up there, right there.
Development director.
And she's been there. She was back all the way.
She's been there 20 years.
Yeah, so Joe, when Joe was over there volunteer coaching, Joe Klein.
She knows Joe.
Yeah. All right, make sure you go.
Hey, this is free fishing weekend. Don't forget, we got to talk about it before it's over.
We'll come back and visit about that. All right, if you want to be a part of the show, pop us a text, 661-1037. Also, try to check our Facebook and YouTube messages as well. Don't go away. More to come.
It's David Bazelot here at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. When you need a new vehicle, go see my friends at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood. You'll find a great selection, the best deals, and the most competitive finance rates in Central Arkansas. They'll treat you like family. No games, no gimmicks, and no bogus markups on the sticker price. You'll get Frank Fletcher's best deal right up front, and they'll give you more for your trade. Folks, Frank Fletcher doesn't want to just sell you a car. He wants to be your dealer for life. If you want to do that, you have to listen to the customer so you'll know what they want. Then you give them what they want without any hassle or stress. That's the secret of Fletcher Dodge's success. They listen to you and they treat you right without any hassles or headaches. Just tell them what you want and how much you want to pay. General Manager Chris Zippy Zender has been with Frank Fletcher for decades. He and his great staff know how to take care of a customer. So for the best selection, lowest price, and best buying experience, go see my friends at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood, or you can shop them online at FletcherDeals.com. That's FletcherDeals.com. And make sure and tell them the boys from Morning Mayhem sent you. It's FletcherDeals.com. Luxury Pool and Spa in Conaway and Russell is your headquarters for pool and spa chemicals. Luxury Pool and Spa is ready to get your pool balanced and swim ready with Pool Life and Bacosil pool chemicals. Luxury Pool and Spa is also a proud dealer of Pollywood outdoor furniture, climate tough materials, color stay technology, and the 20-year warranty. If you're thinking about a hot tub, they have the amazing Caldera hot tubs in stock on their showroom floor. Live the life of luxury with Luxury Pool and Spa. LuxuryPoolArkansas.com.
25% of men over 40 have low testosterone, y'all. We're talking low energy, low sex drive, low motivation. Some of those guys barely recognize themselves. Here's the beauty of it. 100% of the guys I'm talking about, they can get it all back. They can feel like themselves again with the help of Low T Center. Low T Center is the original TRT clinic. Been changing lives since 2009. Look, they can help you get your energy back, focus back, your sex drive back. They even work with most major insurance providers. So head on down to FixMyLowT.com to book your free T-test today. That's FixMyLowT.com.
Dugan's Pub is your home for World Cup soccer, including the 3rd Street Merchants Association World Cup Block Party. This Friday night at 6, the 3rd Street Entertainment District will be blocked off for the U.S. men's game. Beer stations outside with cocktails from Dugan's, Dizzy's, Copper Grill, and Lucky Lou's. Burgers and dogs from the grill or food to go from all the merchants. Special thanks to the Little Rock Convention and Visitors Bureau, Michelob Ultra, Wheel Horse Whiskey, Toucan Cocktails, Four Craft Cocktails, Windrock Automotive, and the 3rd Street Merchants Association.
When the unthinkable happens to your home or business, whether it's damage from smoke, water, fire, or mold, let Rainbow Restoration make you whole again. Their extensively trained team, state-of-the-art equipment, and 24/7 rapid response will help get your life back on track fast. Because this isn't just their service area, it's their home. When you need them, find them at rainbowrestores.com. Rainbow Restoration, where they restore, you recover. Services performed by an independently owned and operated franchise.
To celebrate their partnership with the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission, your Arkansas Chevy dealers are giving away a 2027 Chevy Silverado 1500. For complete rules and to register to win, current Arkansas Game and Fish license holders should visit ChevySweepstakes.com/ArkansasTruckHunt or see your Arkansas's best Chevy dealer for more details. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Open to legal residents 18 years or older who reside in Arkansas. Contest ends 12/31/26. Void where prohibited.
Hey, this is Chris Walker with Fence Brokers. Looking for top quality fencing at unbeatable prices? At Fence Brokers, we're your local fence distributor with everything you need. Wood, vinyl, chain link, ornamental iron, entry estate gates, access control, and more. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourself homeowner, our staff of experts will help you find the perfect solutions for your project. Fast delivery, huge selection, and personalized service set us apart. Visit us in Bryant or find us at fencebrokers.com to submit a quote. Fence Brokers, going the extra mile.
U.S. Truck Accessories presents Match Game on Morning Mayhem. Listen for your chance to play their version of the classic TV game show from U.S. Truck Accessories in Conway and Searcy. Your number one Central Arkansas source for camper shells, bed covers, spray-in bed liners, and more. Veteran-owned since 2002. Online at ustruckaccessories.net.
This is Darren McFadden. I listen to Baz, Justin, and Rod because they got their wood. Enjoy Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
All right, it is 6:51 on this Wednesday, hump day, June 10th. Glad you're with us. If you just joined the show, we are on the road at our first Man Cave winner contest. Mark Carter, his wife Anna, and West Little Rock doing a thing called Coffee by Design West. We'll visit with them a little bit later and for them sponsoring this contest. Tori from Down Home Catering is bringing breakfast. Joe Klein's giving a gift certificate from Corky's. Got a full show. Craig O'Neill will be by here shortly. Heather Baker got to play a little match game. Joe Nichols will be with us. Today is National Iced Tea Day and National Egg Roll Day. We'll get to your comments and questions. A lot of folks are loving the place. If you can, you need to go to our Facebook page or our YouTube page and to be able to see just some. And at some point, we'll rotate it, Roger, to see some other parts of the room. But yeah, it is full of Razorback stuff. It's Razorback heaven, as some people have said. Some have asked, Mark, do you have a Lou Holtz doll?
You know, I bought one for a friend of mine way back in the day. Wow. I found one, and he loves Lou Holtz more than the Hogs.
Yeah, that's almost like a standard thing, you know.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah.
But you've got some stuff that people who have Lou Holtz dolls don't have. So you
might
have
got
an original Hog hat, the old school.
Heavy's,
I didn't know what an Uncle Heavy was. You don't know what Uncle Heavy is? I said no. You said that's the original maker of those Hog hats.
Uncle Heavy is the Coke. The ones you can buy now are the
Nuco,
Big K, or whatever.
Smaller. Jim is here representing the Arkansas Game and Fish. Trey Reed still in Mexico. You said it's free fishing weekend.
This is free fishing weekend. There is no free lunch, Roger.
No, sure.
But there is free fishing.
Top notch. And then you can get a free lunch.
You can get a free lunch from it.
So that
although
means,
you have to cook it.
What does that exactly mean, free fishing?
Free fishing means you can fish or for anything, or trout fish as well. When it says free fishing, that means there's no trout permit either for our trout waters to go out between noon Friday and midnight Sunday night and fish. You don't have to have a license, nobody in your family. If you have not tried fishing before, this is a great time to do it. No one will stop you. Nobody will ask for your license. Just go out there and get a rod and reel and go fish. You might find out that you love it. And it will be addicting to you. Go out to Maumelle or go out to one of these streams or go out to Murray Lock and Dam or the park.
Yeah.
Go out to the park where the river comes up and there's this little ramp where the boat's put in on the far end. Go out there and throw a little topwater this weekend and see if you don't get a bass to hit it. Also, on Saturday between 8 and noon, we have free derbies. Going free fishing derbies. You have to have your own fishing rod and reel, but we'll provide the fish for you to catch out at Lone Oak. For the local people listening, take your kids, take the family, go out to the hatchery, Joe Hogan Hatchery, which is right off of Highway 70.
Where are they going to catch catfish?
Just southwest
bass?
Of town.
Where are they catch
catfish? In the big, gosh, I think it may be 4 acres. I forget the size of that. It's a really big pond out there. There's a lot of ponds, but they have one real huge pond out there dedicated to this event, and it's stocked with what they call catchable size or table fare catfish that you can catch.
How many? How many did you get?
You can leave with three. I think the limit is. I believe.
Any other ponds besides Lone Oak for the
free fish? Yes, actually, Hot Springs. Our folks at Hull Sea Hatchery over there off of Lake Hamilton, and I think it's both easy. It's easy to get to the hatchery off of. What's the highway? Is it 128? It's over there on the that comes up behind.
Yeah.
Hamilton. It may be easier to get to the hatchery on that road. But the hatchery at Holsey Hatchery has them. Also, Centerton up in Northwest Arkansas for our Northwest Arkansas folks, and then last but not least, the Donham Hatchery in Corning will also have. Those are all our what we call our warm water hatcheries. We have 4 hours of a free fishing derby.
I love watching the one that they do down at the in the downtown Little Rock where they the little
where they do the
oh my gosh, there's the 9,000 game poles out there, and you're catching the catfish.
And actually, people listening, keep your eyes and ears open for the fishing derbies that will be happening at some of these real smaller ponds through the year. They should be on our schedule on our website now. But let me tell you, if you got a chance Saturday to go to Lone Oak, go check that, and hopefully the weather's going to be great. Go check that out. It's amazing. It says 8 o'clock. Get there at 7. Trust me.
Thank you, Rebecca. Highway 290.
Okay, 290 is the way to get to the Halsey Hatchery, and there'll be a lot of folks there, too. But I think Lone Oak will just blow you away with how many people turn out for that.
A lot of people are commenting on the geese. Somebody said for some municipalities have used dogs to annoy the geese to try to get a move elsewhere. That's what happened down with
Rebsamen.
Is it Rebsamen or North Little Rock? Yeah. Maybe both.
Yeah, you can chase them, but all that does is chase them off to somebody else's spot.
Of course, somebody says we all know how to eradicate geese in Arkansas. Call the Arkansas State Police. Come on, we can laugh at that. We can all laugh at that. Listen, I know there's some people, including our buddy Steve Qualls, who, by the way, you got T-shirts coming. Morning Mayhem T-shirts coming thanks to Steve Qualls and Design Labs. And so,
you know what they do, though, in other places? What's the that? Big real problem is the eggs. And here in Arkansas, it is illegal federally to crush a goose egg that's in the nest. You just can't do it.
Right.
In Canada, they will oil the eggs. And that way the eggs stay viable to the hen or to the goose. She sits on them, but they don't hatch.
Wow. As somebody said, 42, there's a picture of 42 Canada geese in our rental cabins in Lake Hamilton. Escape, heck yes, they are a nuisance. I feel for everybody trying to go out there and experience.
Oh, sure.
They're cocky.
Well, we got a half a dozen of them by the station, and you're looking at them. And
they don't care.
I look at them just like those people that know you are waiting for them to cross into the Walmart opening door. They don't even kind of shuffle a little bit to let you know, hey, I see you. I'm trying to get there. No, they just go ahead and walk.
They're arrogant.
Arrogant Walmart.
All right, Walmart. Don't go away. Glad you're with us. 7 o'clock.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Don't worry. We don't understand ourselves either. 103.7 The Buzz.